Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Weekly Conversation. It's a Monday edition. We're live from the coronavirus studios in Quarantine Central. I got my, if it's hard to hear me, I got my full-fledged oxygen respirator on, yes. Oh, yeah, I got UV, I got things that spray bleach, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I got my 50th booster today. Yeah, one booster isn't enough, so I take the booster shot like 12 times, I mean, you should get every vaccine for COVID at least once, every one of them. You should get the Pfizer, the Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. I don't care if it's banned in America, get it anyways. Just go somewhere else, go to another country and get it. Just get one of each. Get at least one of each, if not more. I mean, if you want to get the Pfizer one 3 or 4 or 5 times, go right ahead. Because it's back. The election virus is back. Don't worry. We're going to lock you down in your homes. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. We had people deemed essential last time, and that's not going to happen this time because we can't have essential people because that's what kept this virus going. You just need to buckle down, buckaroos, and get your vaccines right now. I'm going to mandate them. I'm going to force you to get stuff. I don't care. You don't have a choice. People are going to die if you don't get the vaccine because their vaccine doesn't work. Vaccinated people can get the coronavirus from unvaccinated people only. Says no one ever. That's what they, we're back to this. So many places are locking down and shutting down. And the Ukraine President Zelensky demands the U.S. and the EU send more aid if the West wishes for elections to be held next year. Oh, darn. Your country's not going to have an election if we don't give you money. Well, Biden will probably be like, okay, we need to have $400 trillion sent to Ukraine. You know the thing, man. Judge Tanya Chakuna sets Trump's January 6th trial date for the eve of Super Tuesday. This is so politically motivated, this isn't even funny. They're gonna try to indict Trump on January 6th when the people that were there weren't even given they haven't even been given due process. There's a thing called the Bill of Rights. They haven't even been given any rights. Some of them have been since they got locked up in solitary confinement with no communication, nothing. No legal recourse or nothing. And now we have proof that a guy cut down a fence before they were there so that when they got there, they could go really far in and go into a restricted area, which they didn't know was restricted because the fence that blocks off the restricted area was removed so they could all get charged with being in a restricted area. Gee. Whatever, though. Don't worry. Hey, you saw what happened in Pennsylvania. It's kind of coming to San Francisco. A restaurant doesn't want cops with weapons in there because they want their patrons to be safe. Just remember in Pennsylvania where, the bulletproof glass incites violence. We need to remove the bulletproof glass to save, because it basically attracts crime. Excuse me? I was shot at. And because being shot at multiple times, I ended up putting the bulletproof glass up to protect myself. It wasn't there when I got shot at the first time and the second time until I finally put it up. Don't worry, folks. The California mayor is like, don't worry, folks. It's okay. all these restrictions or non-restrictions, you know, now you can steal and do all this stuff and get away with it. That's not the reason why people are stealing and theft is up. Lack of consequences for crime isn't causing retail theft. Things like this happen if there's profit. Oh, give me a break. You voted for it. You live with it. Skylar Lee, Jaden Flanagan, and Jasmine Flanagan were shocked and relieved to see their father home after a deployment in 2.5 years. Congratulations, Captain. Thank you for your service. Dylan Mulvaney's coming out. You know, she's all mad because people don't support transgenderism. I'm going to get into that and so much more, so don't forget this, folks.
Did you know that accomplishing the work of God is less about what we do and more about who we become? Hello, I'm Christina Patterson from Beloved Women, excited to share today's verse of the day, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, which says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit being. When we think of becoming stronger, we often think of building muscle, getting faster, and gaining endurance. But today's verse reminds us that true strength isn't just physical, but starts in our inner being, whose true source of power can only come from God himself. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, he reminded them of this truth. The letter of Ephesians instructs believers on godly living and our role in building up the kingdom of God. This call requires power and strength, but not that of our own, and not an outward strength alone. We need the inner strength of love, joy, peace, patience, and more that only comes from the Spirit of God. The good news is that God is in the business of strengthening our inner beings. While everyone else may focus on outward appearances, we know that's not enough. When it comes to doing the work God has called us to, we simply can't do it in our own strength because heavenly work requires heavenly power. So how can we fill up on God's power to strengthen our inner being? We pray for it, much like the Apostle Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus in today's verse. So ask God for the inner strength that you need today, because the ability to do the work that you're called to do isn't found in doing more, but in being who God called you to be through the power of his Spirit. Did you know that a
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for tuning in to the weekly conversation. Oh, yes. I'm going to get into so much today, folks. This world, I'm going to get into this because the L.A. mayor, Bass, lack of consequences for crime isn't causing retail theft. Things like this happen if there's profit. Oh, so when they can steal like $900 and some and get away with it, why wouldn't you? Why would you buy anything? Anything under $100 under that limit, let's say it's $500, why would you buy anything? Just take it. They can't stop you. They can't persecute you. They can't charge you. They can't do anything to you. Why? What is the incentive to purchase something? What is the incentive to purchase something if they can't? Well, heck, the way me and my wife buy groceries, heck, I could buy groceries out. I'd never have to pay for them. Just fill up my cart. I spend about $70 or so here or there. You know, I've never gone over the limit they have. I just walk. They can't check receipts at Walmart in L.A. because, don't worry, folks. So I remember in Pennsylvania, I was talking about that in the intro, where a guy, like a store, was shot at like 2 different times. And because of getting shot at, he put up bulletproof glass. And they're like, that has to be taken down because the bulletproof glass actually entices violence. You know, it brings violence. No. I got shot at 2 different times, And because of that, I put bulletproof glass up to protect me after I was shot, not before. And you're going to tell me that I have to take it down because the glass, bulletproof glass is what's causing, hey, people see, people wouldn't rob the store and shoot us up if there wasn't bulletproof glass there. Well, then why was I shot up and shot at before the glass was up? And that's why I put it up, to protect myself. I've been to convenience stores in South Chicago. Literally, you go in there, and they have like three-inch bulletproof glass. You're in the wrong hood, buddy. They give me direct this way, and get on the interstate and get out. You're in the wrong hood. Okay. No, we have no morals. I'm going to pay for my stuff, but I feel, why should I pay for it if they're not? Because it's the right thing to do. We don't have morals anymore. Morals are gone. In your unfailing love, silence all my enemies and destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Psalms 143:13. Just came to my head. You know, I pray for those people. I pray for the people in California that, like, just rob and steal. I feel sorry for them. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I love the people. Pardon me. They're gonna rob and steal. I pray for them. I feel sorry for them. I do. I feel sorry for them. But that's me. I feel sorry for those people. I feel sorry for them. But don't worry, folks. It's not because there's a lot. Yeah, right. You want to know what you need to do in this country is you need to bring back morals and values and standards. I tell the mayor, I'd say, just to let you know, I don't care what your law says. Someone takes something. I don't care if it's a pack of gum they're getting shot at. I'm going to point a gun at them. They're going to have the ability to drop that gum. If you continue to walk out with it, you're getting shot. I don't care. They're going to learn consequences. When someone comes into my store and gets shot at with a gun for trying to steal a pack of gum, who's going to try to steal anything from my store? Nah, probably not. You may have some outraged people. How dare you do that, Walt? Walt, he, what do you mean, how dare him? I gave him an ultimatum. He dropped the pack of gum and he was going to get shot. He didn't believe me, so I shot. It's called consequences. If me and a girl have sex, I could potentially get pregnant. And I kind of use that example lightly because I'm married. So I can't have sex with my wife and get her pregnant. She can't have a baby. But if I was to have sex with someone who can get pregnant, who has a uterus and all the parts work, guess what? I could potentially get her pregnant. And there's consequences to that. Being a dad, you take responsibility for your actions. Not now. Oh, crap, man. They'll stick a coat hanger up there, whatever they do to get rid of it. Yeah, you were just a one-night fling, man. I can't deal with this. That's what's wrong with this world. Abortion is now contraception. Instead of people taking responsibility for their actions, no, they're not. Oh, Lord God, my master Abraham, he prayed, give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. That's in Genesis 24:12. We need to show love. But we have all these people. Well, you don't support Dylan Mulvaney. How can you talk about love? Well, guess what? My mom's a heroin addict. I would still love her. I wouldn't love the heroin addict. I can love Dylan Mulvaney. I can be 190% against his whatever he's trying to be. I don't know what he is now, because he's gone from bi to gay to trans to pan to pi to whatever. I don't know. You can like the gay person. You don't have to condone what they do. Deep down, he's probably hurting. And I say he has, I bet you $1 million, he's got male parts down there. Gee. It's men swimming against women. It's ridiculous. But I am oppressed, and we got extreme transphobia. Transphobia, no. What I'm tired of is going into a store and saying, "How's it going, man?" "Hi." And it's a chick. I go, "Hey, how you doing, girl?" "All right." I have seen some people that I'm like, "What's going on, girl?" And it's a, "I'm having a great day, man. Hope you are too, man." I mean, like, I can't do like a deep male. I mean, it's a man, but with the hair and the way it's done, I can't keep up with. I don't care about I'm not misgendering them. When they look like a guy to me and I say, "Hey, what's up, dude?" and it's a chick, or when you say, "Hey, girl," and it's a guy, I'm tired. I'm tired of it. If you want to pretend you're whatever you are, great. There's no law that forces me to believe this crap. Budweiser is in the town. I've heard the latest with Budweiser. But I guess Dylan Mulvaney's target audience is 12 and 13-year-olds. That is the big majority of the people that watch his thing. And when Budweiser got him, are they targeting kids with their beers and some things they've said recently? They're being investigated for targeting minors, which is illegal. Budweiser is going in the toilet. I mean, people who gave up drinking their beer have stopped. It's not like, when I mean boycott, they like done. Like, I'm not buying it ever again. Not like, well, when they changed your mind 2 weeks later, no. Target would have to get a Christian conservative running the place. Okay, we're done with this stuff. We're not supporting LGBTQ. We're not supporting it. You know, then I could say, okay, hey, they've totally changed. But this, I can be whatever I want to be, crap. What does the Bible say? Adam was made from the dust, and God gave him breath. He put Adam to sleep, took out one of his ribs and created the first woman, Eve. Adam created Eve for companionship. He didn't create Eve. God didn't create Bill for Eve. He could have. Because then it would be Bill and Eve. It's Adam and Eve. He didn't create for Adam. He didn't create Jill for Eve. He created Adam and Eve. There's a reason why God created a man for a woman and a woman for a man. No matter how much you want to say, a girl is always going to need feminine advice. That's why a lot of gay couples... Now, well, she's helping mentor our daughter. She wouldn't need to have a mentor if one of you was a woman, because then She would get the godly advice from the man of the house, the man, and she would get womanly advice from the woman. But it's a different day and age. I'm not putting anybody down in this, but there were things. I hope you didn't pay for that, because it's going back. You ain't going to wear that. You're too young to wear something that looks like that. You had to be a certain age before they allowed you to get earrings. The parents, most of them. If you would have had cell phones when I was a kid, you wouldn't have had them until you were like 16 or 17. You don't need a phone like that until you're like 18. You might have had like a flip phone that, I love those. And I'm going to get one for my parents. They have like a flip phone that like it has like 911 pre-programmed. And like wherever you are, you know, there's one that they had like where you can hit the button from anything and it will give you it'll scan and look up the local police. And if it's not an emergency thing, you can hit the button and say, hey, I'm lost. And it'll get you the local police. It gets you 911, and there's like a bunch of things, you know, and you can sign up. And when you get like a certain plan, it has like a button you can call. And it has like an OnStar type thing, you know. But it's not today. Today, you have petty parties for 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds. Don't worry, folks. Morals have gone bye-bye. But the slaves may declare, I love my master, my wife, and my children. I don't want to be free. Exodus 21:5. Even back then, the Lord tells you to love your master. I mean, we got to put our nation right. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. They're going to try to... Do people not realize what happened the last time they tried to lock us down and all this stuff with COVID? Oh, don't worry, folks. There are places that are already going back to the same COVID mandates. Be prepared. There's another election virus. You better mail in ballot, because you can't go outside. Oh, it's not safe for mom-and-pa stores to be open, but chain stores, don't worry, just go in there. Don't forget to start hoarding toilet paper again. Don't forget. I just want to put on my Facebook. I just saw in the news that they said that this one causes lots of diarrhea. I can't wait to see people stabbing and killing each other over toilet paper. I can't wait to see, you know, pulling guns on each other and punching and kicking each other. And get your toilet paper now. When are people going to... Yeah, I put my hope and faith and trust in God. Yeah. Just so you know, folks, there's no vaccine. There's no airbag. Nothing, when it's my time to go, is going to stop it. When God calls me, bye. Zelensky, the Ukraine president, says he will not hold elections until the U.S. and EU pay for them. We need more money. Isn't it funny how only Trump is the one person when they talk about Ukraine and all this, like, who do you support? Russia or Ukraine? 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 I don't want no one to die. And that's the problem. Trump's the only one talking about wanting no one to die. Everyone else is like, oh, don't worry, folks. We're going to keep this election going for years, and we're going to keep this... We're going to keep this war going on. We got to keep it going forever, man. Don't worry, folks. We got to keep the war. See, I've got billions of dollars invested in companies that only make money if we're at war, so we got to sit there and we got to keep the war going. Mitt Romney, America must support Ukraine to stop Putin rebuilding Soviet Union. We don't have to support either. We can end this war ASAP. Don't worry, folks. William Pierre Delecto. It's sad. Because people are mindless. They don't know anything. Don't worry. Cool. If this means and you know people are going to support these lockdowns because, like, are we going to get more stimulus? Are we going to get inflation relief checks? When do I get my check? I want to stay home. Don't worry, folks. I want to stay home so I can get my, so I can make more money unemployed than, yeah. Just like illegal alien accused of fracturing cop's skull entered the U.S. through Biden's parole loophole. Anyone that said, talk to that cop and his family. Go ahead. Tell that cop that, well, you know, that's the exception. It's not the rule. Not everyone's bad. Yeah. Explain that to the families who have had someone murdered from someone that border jumped and they were deported and just, oh, we can't do anything. We just got to let them go. And the person murdered. Tell that to the families. Go ahead. Tell that to the families. Well, not all of the people that come across the border are bad. Well, tell that to the family of someone that died. Go ahead, you bigot. You think I'm so sick and tired of these. How dare you? And there was I watched a clip of a video, and this guy's in England, and all these people, like, you know, support refugees. Will you take them in? Well, I rent, so I can't take them in. Can you take them in? No, I can't. No, I can't. We need to take all these illegals and take them to these properties where they have, we need to find out where these squatter laws are. Like, where once they get in the house, they can't get them out. And they can't, like, evict them or anything. And just find out. That's what we need to do. Take these refugees that come across our border. We need to go to places where they have squatter laws, where once they're in the house, they can't get them out. They can't evict them. They can't do anything to them. And then we need to find and look up all of the Democrat voters that voted for all that, and then have them get into those houses. They wanted them. Good luck. I think if you voted for that crap, you should take them in. You should have to take them. You should want to take them. It's funny, all these people, all these Democrats want all this crap. Oh, we support illegal immigrants. It's just so wonderful. They're so great. We didn't need to have an open border. And then as soon as you guessed it, as soon as, were you housing? Oh, well, I mean, you know, well, I have a Trump. Yeah, my husband supports Trump, you know, so he wouldn't allow that. Well, cool. Let's get your husband on the phone right now. Let's get your, don't put him on speaker. I don't want you to say anything to him because I want to talk to this Trump supporter. No, they don't have any husband, or if they do, they're just, they want him here. They just don't want to deal with it. As long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care. You know, all these people that, how dare you want to have a border wall? How dare you? You're so inhumane. Well, will you house them? Why won't you? Because I don't want them here. They need to go back to their country. They need to make their country better. You're the one that wants them here, not me. Got about 29 minutes left in the program, folks. But I want you to sit there. I want these Democrat retards to go to these families as someone that was murdered and say, well, this person's the exception. Not everyone coming across that. I know your husband was killed by a border jumper that should have been thrown in jail and deported, but, you know, they had to just catch and release. So, you know, I want them to say something to that family. Tell that family that it's just the exception. It's just an exception. Judge Tanya Chutkan sets Trump's January 6th trial date for the eve of Super Tuesday. You want to know how many people are lounging in prison right now in solitary confinement with no due process? You may not agree with what they did, the Democrats that stormed the Capitol, along with some conservatives. Well, they have proof that a guy cut down a restricted area fence to keep people out of a restricted area, and they had that cut down so that when they all got there, they could get really close, and a bunch of these people could be charged with being in a confined in a restricted area. All those people in jail, they're not getting any, they don't have any due process. They don't have any access to attorneys or nothing. They're not giving them any rights. Now, how that's right, I have no idea. We have a Bill of Rights for a reason. But then we got retard kids and just like, how dare you? You know, like San Francisco, we don't want cops with guns coming in our restaurant because we want to make our restaurant patrons safe. Are you kidding me? A cop with a gun's gonna, how is a cop with a gun gonna be a bad thing? I just want to go in there and I can't wait till someone goes to that restaurant and just walks in there and just starts shooting them up and killing them all. I hate to say this, that would be the first place I would go. Why? Because they don't want any guns there. They don't want any guns there because they don't want to have someone killed. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Don't worry, folks. We don't want to have anyone with guns in our place to meet. Yeah, that just is a red flag, so let's go there. There are places in Beverly Hills that have been robbed, so now they have a guy with an AR-15 as a security guard to protect. That's the problem, folks. No one cares. There's no morals anymore. There's no values. Don't worry. Don't worry. Wow, they don't want guns there? Cool. Great. I'll just go shoot it up and rob the place because I know there's not going to be anyone there with a gun because they don't support them. That's what's wrong with this world. No one cares anymore. There's no morals. There's nobody. Oh, I can steal $900 or less and get away with it. Why not? What the heck? Why buy anything? Buy anything? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. I can guarantee you, there's a lot of people that on January 6th, this is what I thought about January 6th. I had two instantaneous thoughts, one after another. I'm like, finally, we're taking back our country. Finally, we're doing something. We're finally doing what they did after the Boston Tea Party. And we're taking back our country. Thank God. Instantly, another bell went off in my head going, how did they get into the Capitol untouched? How did they not have to go through any, how did they get into the Capitol? Practically, if it was flag football, they would have went through there without even having a flag pulled off their side. If they were playing tag, they probably wouldn't have been touched. How did they get into the Capitol that is supposed to be so highly secure? How did they just like walk in there? Basically, essentially walk in there with like no problem at all, no obstructions, no nothing, just like stroll on in there. And then when I saw them taking photos like the old days where they had the cameras with like the way you where you turn the flash thing and it would, when you put it on the setting, you turn the thing, it would take like 10 seconds for the thing, and then once it got to the end, it chink, so you could sit there and set the timer and hit the snapshot, pull the snapshot thing, and you had 10 seconds to get before it took the photo. Remember those old days? That's what those photos looked like they had something where they hit a button and they had like 10 seconds to get in front of the camera before they got their picture taken, like they were posing for stuff. It's sad. In terms of, if I was there, I probably wouldn't, because we wanted to go. And I knew people that went, but they went nowhere near the Capitol. They stayed far back. They said, in case something goes south, I don't want to be accused of doing anything. I'm here standing up for my country. You know, and the big question Joe asked, and a lot of us asked, what do we do? Because look at what happened. On January 6th, these people just walked right in. Oh, they cut down a fence so that when they went where they, to like wherever, they were in a restricted area. But it's sad. It is sad. I mean, I talk about this all the time. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. He's going to show us what to do. I mean, I think these indictments are just backfiring. This last, once his mugshot was taken, $7.1 million was donated. I mean, there was a black guy when he was in Florida and arraigned for the Mar-a-Lago bullcrap. There was a black person, and I stand with Trump, like, he couldn't get, no one wanted to talk to him. Because a black guy supporting Trump, that doesn't fit the narrative. A black guy, you know, Trump stood with the nation of Israel, which is a Jewish nation. But he's a Nazi. Trump spent millions of his own dollars fighting to get Jews at Mar-a-Lago. They didn't want him there, and he fought to get him there. But he's a Jew hater. He's a Nazi. These people don't know anything. They're just mindless. It's like, okay, what does the card say today? What are we marching for today? I don't know. It's like when they had those kids back in the day that were marching, and they're like, yeah, like, they're against, like, vetting people. And they're like, so, let's have a party at your house. I'll pay for everything. Money's no option. I don't care. You want it? You want a stretch of caviar? He got it. You want Cristal champagne? I got, well, yeah, well, I want to make sure you're cool and this and that. I just don't want to have, oh, so you want to vet people coming into your house for a party. Oh, well, then why don't you want to vet people here? Oh, and when they talk to these people, they want to screen to make sure that they know who's coming into our country. Well, this rally that you're at 7-8 years ago, oh, well, I don't support that. I support vetting, yeah. Well, then what are you doing here? They were marching against Trump's vetting of people from terrorist countries, and how dare they? How dare he does that? But then when they realize what it meant, oh, that's what it means. Oh, I don't support that. You know, I don't support, like, not vetting. We need to vet people. We need to make sure. It's like I was talking about 10 minutes ago. These people, these Democrats, need to go to the families of the dead and say, well, that person's the exception to the rule that border jumped, that killed that person. Yeah, he was arrested, but since they can't charge him or do anything, they just have to let him go. He went and murdered. Yeah, just go tell that to the family that he's the exception. That your baby's dead because he's the exception. She's the exception. That's why your husband has a fractured skull. Because she's the exception. They're all, that's one in a million that's not, that's a border jumper that's not safe. Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for ourselves. I am the Lord your God. Trust. What do? I mean, like, they look like idiots. Here's my ID. I got my vaccine. Did you get yours? We're not going to. And then when you had people that told me to my face, we're all going to die because you unvaccinated people won't get the shot. How are you? And I said, are you seriously telling me right now that you're going to die because your vaccine doesn't protect you, because when I get the coronavirus from it, I'm going to infect you and you're going to die? I mean, that's literally what they were basically saying, that if I don't get the vaccine, they didn't say only vaccinated people are going to survive. They said everyone's going to die. We can't get back to normal until you comply. No. The sooner you stick the middle finger out and say, I do not put my trust in idols or make metal images of gods for ourselves. I am the Lord your God. The more you say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do and he will show you the path to take. When you shove it down people's throat, oh, wait a minute here. It's going to, yeah, they're going to keep you going. Well, let's see. Let's see what else we can get them to do. Apparently, I guess you could get severe diarrhea. That's why they had people hoarding toilet. I remember people like, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. What do I do? I'm like, what do you mean you can't find toilet paper? What the heck? What's going on? And I guess it had something to do with COVID. Don't let him fool you into trusting in the Lord by saying, the Lord will surely rescue us. This city will never fall into the hands of the Assyrian king. That is Kings 18:30. We're going to put our hope and faith and trust in God, and it will never fall into the hands of kings. It's amazing. We are America because... Oh, yeah, that's right, because we stuck the middle finger out of kings and queens. Now you got people that bow down to the government. Oh, all hail Obamacare. How dare you? How dare you not want Obamacare? Are you kidding me? No. I don't want an inflation relief check. No, we're not going to eliminate the deficit by spending money. Don't worry, folks. I want to end the war. I don't want people dying. I don't support Ukraine or Russia. I don't want people to die. I don't want to continue. I'm not part of the establishment that wants to have a never-ending Russia-Ukraine war that's going to go on for 50 years. I don't support that. I don't support that, folks. I hate those who worship worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. You know, don't worry, folks. And our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama. You know, we need to, you know. No. I hate those who worship worthless idols. The Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy and I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. I don't trust in the government. I want to take care of myself. I want to be there for, I don't want to rely on the government. Folks, the government's giving out $1,500 every week. In a well-known program. You know, you don't have to like Trump to support what they're doing to him and say, hey, it's not right. One second, folks. But you don't have to support Trump. You can hate Trump and say, hey, what they're doing to him is wrong. It's sickening. I just had to check some folks, but you know, you can hate Trump and say, wait a minute, this is okay on Super Tuesday, the eve of Super Tuesday. Oh, we're gonna, it don't matter. He don't need to be a part of any of that crap. Trump is gonna dominate. Trump's popularity is skyrocketing. People are done with this circus. People don't want this crap. That's why you had five people at a Biden rally and no one came and he got like record votes. This country is gone backwards. I'll go to California right now. How much can I steal, like $900 some and not have to pay for it? I have morals and values, folks. I'm going to pay for my groceries. I'm going to pay for my groceries. I'm going to pay for stuff. I mean, heck, I went to the Dollar Tree and the lady's like, had a cane and she's walking up and I'm going to my car. I'm like, I went back and what did I do? I held the door for her. I mean, it's sad when like holding a door for someone is like chivalry, like it's like a dying thing. Like, wow, like, you know, have a blessed day, man. Well, you too. You know, it's sad that some of these things that you think are like, to me, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I hold the door for someone. But remember Joe the plumber? Remember that guy? 49 years old, he's dead. Pancreatic cancer. We don't have long on this earth. You know, this is just my temporary life, man. I'll be in, you know, I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine what all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I don't know what it's going to be like, man, but I don't know. I don't, that's why me and my wife can disagree, but I never go to bed mad. That bed is just as much hers as it is mine. I don't know if tomorrow, I couldn't live with myself if we had a disagreement about something and it was done. And she passed away before I could ever say, hey, you never know. You never know. You never, don't take today for granted. If you're up today, God gave you a purpose, a plan. Don't blow it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it, folks. Three siblings in Coleman County, Alabama, got one of the best surprises ever on Friday, which brought tears of joy. Skylar Lee, Jalen Flanagan, and Jasmine Flanagan were shocked and relieved when their father, who had been deployed for 2 years, returned home and swept into his arms, WBMA reported. United States Army Sergeant First Class Kevin Lee arrived home on leave from overseas and could not wait to see his beloved children. Kevin Lee, thank you for your service. Thank you. It doesn't go unnoticed. Granted, you're fighting for freedoms you do not have, but thank you for protecting us. Thank you for being there. 2 years, well, I grew up with a dad that traveled my whole childhood. So, you know, you want to go, let's go somewhere. And my dad's like, I haven't been in my own bed, in my own time zone, in my own house, in my own yard. One time he got to the airport and when I went to go meet him, I didn't even recognize my dad and I ran from him. And he did what he did, and I don't disrespect it. You know, that's what he chose to do. And, you know, we have a great relationship, though, you know. But, you know, it's one of those things. Well, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Let me go here. what did I tell you, folks? I've said this. I want to get into some Premier League news. I'm thinking about possibly doing like a thing just like Premier League. But what did I tell you, folks? Don't worry, folks. Guess what, folks? Oh, yeah. We need about 7 transfers done in 4 days. Never going to happen. Blazers need to go bye-bye a long time ago. What did I tell people? People didn't believe me, but I said this. Blazers out a long time ago. I said, dude, we're going to start the season and they're going to still be here. I think they're trying to keep, I think they want to try to be part owners still, you know, with like Sir Jim in there, and it's not, and with the financial fair play, they're having a hard time getting that done. Now they're going to panic buy, and they're going to buy, and they're going to overpay for players. I feel sorry for Ten Hag, because he's just going to have, he's going to try to do the best he can with the people, with the crap he's given. And it's sad. It's sad. It really is. I mean, Onana needs time for sure. He definitely needs time. I mean, that's not even a given. Onana, but it's like, okay. And I think they got Onana in there because they didn't know what would happen. And hey, he's gonna turn out to be good, but he's gonna need time. Hojbjerg, I think that's what you call him. Hojbjerg from Tottenham. I'd take him. I don't know with the Harry Maguire deal. Hojbjerg, I think he would, we need to get, he'd be a left back. I think he'd be great for us. He'd be decent. It's just one of those things. I mean, until we get the Glazers out, I feel sorry for Ten Hag, because he's just kind of, at least he's being honest, like, hey, he's coming out saying, hey, I want X, Y, and Z, and if he ain't getting what he's asking for, then guess what, folks? It's one of those things. And I think he's, you know, he's going to have to deal with whatever he's given. Yeah, my cheerleader's in the building, but you know, I don't know what, I honestly could see in the end, if they can't get Sir Jim to take over where they own half the club, I can see it to where we're like, they're gonna, I can see them staying. I don't know how they're gonna do renovations to the stadium and everything else. I don't know. I have a feeling with Friday's end of the transfer window, they're just gonna try to panic buy and overpay for one or two players at the last minute. I don't know. Something's got to happen. It just gets frustrating. I mean, Onana, I think, is the right choice. He's going to be Wayne Rooney and get a hat trick on his debut. Not everyone's going to do that.
Well, if they don't, they should get rid of
it. No, they shouldn't. But Anana's gonna be great, and I think they got him because, hey, while he's available, we'll get him. The problem is I don't know if it would have cost money to keep De Gea.
They got rid of De Gea?
Yeah, because they got Anana in there. He wanted to go anyways to Spain. That's where he's from. So he wanted to leave.
I'm done with the club, then.
Well, he wanted
that's
to leave, so.
They got rid of Rooney. Okay, I'm done.
Well, if the player wants to go, what can you do? You can't say, hey, you can't leave.
Yeah.
He wanted to go back. Well, he was actually wanting to go back to Spain like 2 years ago. And I thought they would keep him. He had 1 year left in his contract. Not that we had the money to keep him, but him and Inanna, but that way he could work with them. But until they get rid of these owners, the club ain't going to change. It's going to be the same crap. They're going to try to find an Alex Ferguson, someone that can be given whoever they want to give him, whatever they spend, and hopefully he can win with it. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, because I'm just waiting for like a last ditch effort. Like, here we go, we're going to overpay for more players. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, you know, because I love to see Amrabat. We need at least 2 deals. And there's a ton of players. I mean, they could have gotten $30 million for Harry Maguire and $30 million for Scott McTominay. Would they do it? Nope. Well, sorry, but Harry, you're not going to be in the national team if you ain't playing first team ball. He shouldn't even be at Preston North End playing. Harry Maguire's that bad. But whatever. And he then, you know, and the way Ten Hag is basically kind of hinted, like, he made kind of excuses like, if I'm forced to keep him, great, but part of my plan. But so we just have to wait and see what happens, folks. I want to thank you so much. I got about 30 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget these things, folks. Don't forget. Hate those who worship worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. Don't forget that, folks. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And don't forget this, folks. Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for ourselves. I am the Lord. Think about that. Leviticus 19:4. God bless you and goodbye.